You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
And now it's time for Stupid News.
It's so stupid and awesome.
Where we ask the important questions.
Are some people too stupid to live?
Why are people so stupid?
Are you effing stupid?
Here's Rumble.
Hey, thanks. Stupid News time here at FM 99 WNOR. Stupid News brought to you by the Funny Bone Comedy Club and Restaurant, presenting the comedy stylings of Mr. Tony Roberts. Yes. Tony Roberts, this Thursday through Sunday. The Funny Bone in Virginia Beach's Town Center. Log on to funnybone.com for more info. Item number one in Stupid News this morning. From Tampa, Florida.
And the sign says, long-haired freaky people need not apply.
A lot of people were tuned in to the Tampa Police Department's news conferences during the Seminole Heights killings.
Yes.
You know, four people were killed by that guy, allegedly. And during the press conferences, they had a sign language interpreter.
Okay.
Who turns out was simply flailing her arms on television, according to the deaf who were watching it.
So they have no idea what's happening.
Nope.
So that for all they know, the guy's still on the loose.
No, they didn't even know there was a guy, probably. Who knows? An American Sign Language interpreter was on camera at the news conference on November 28, but little of what she was actually signing out made any sense at all.
Crazy.
Rochelle Cinebrino, who is deaf and also teaches sign language at the University of South Florida, said, quote, "She sat up there and waved her arms like she was singing Jingle Bells." Are you improvising? Come on now. You're improvising, aren't you? Stick to the script on this. Come on. I was disappointed, confused, upset, and really wanted to know what the city of Tampa's chief of police, why they didn't check out this person's background. "We did not request an interpreter for a news conference on the 28th, said a spokesperson for the police department. There now, conducting an internal review to determine who sent this particular person to the news conference and why were they allowed to stand there and wave their arms." Everybody just assumed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, it's a shame because it's such a horrible story.
And they had interpreters at other news conferences. This one they weren't planning to do it for.
Yeah, maybe this was like the backup, and then got the call and was like, oh, no. I don't know how to do this.
They just said they never made a request.
Oh.
So somebody just showed up, took it upon themselves. You know, well, my sister's deaf, and this is how we do it at our house.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. Kind of a makeshift. Is there slang sign language? Yeah, the sign. That's item number one. Yeah. Item number two. Yeah. A 6-year-old kid from Missouri had to write a letter to Santa Claus for his school project. That alone shocks me. I didn't even know they talked about Santa Claus in school anymore. Yeah, I thought all this is forbidden somehow. That was bad words. He wrote, "Dear Santa." Oh, here. Let me give this some more depth. There we go. I need some more echo. Let me see if that one works. Try that. There we go. "Dear." Why is that so flat? Hey, where's my echo chamber, man? Hey, welcome to the echo. There we go. Thank you. I don't want that much. There. So the child wrote, "Dear Santa, I'm only doing this for class. I know your naughty list is empty, and your good list is empty, and your life is empty.
Oh.
You don't know the trouble I've had in my life. Goodbye, love. I'm not telling you my name." That's what the kid wrote.
Wow.
You don't know the trouble I've seen.
Hopefully he's just, you know, paraphrasing one of his parents.
Man,
as opposed
I
to
hope
actually
so.
Feeling like
yeah,
that.
I know it. You almost you have to look into something like this.
Yeah.
Oh, the kid's mom tweeted out a picture of the letter, and now it's going viral on them internets. She says the kid's not really depressed. Just his brother was picking on him before he went to school that day.
Oh, okay.
Thus the letter, he was in a bad mood. You don't know the trouble I've had in my life.
You have
listen
no
to,
idea.
Listen to me, Red.
Yeah.
Hey, fat man.
Take your sleigh and your fat ass
your
and get
chuckles,
out of here.
Yeah,
jolly,
your jelly full of belly and your jolly.
Bring this reindeer around here anytime soon, I'll shoot him.
I swear to God.
Make dog food out of him.
I swear. That's right. All right, finally this. James Howells. James is a British IT worker. James also one of the early investors in Bitcoin, which, as you know, is running crazy right now.
Yeah.
Bitcoin is the online currency, which is very close to being regulated by the government now because it's so valuable and could crash so greatly that they think they need to put safeguards in place.
Yeah.
Also to keep you from getting swindled. James also has every right to be the most furious man on earth because James got into the ground floor of the crypto coin economy, as they write about it here in the story, the Bitcoin, back in February 2009. Through his computer, he amassed 7,500 Bitcoin. 7,500.
Yeah, so he's a billionaire at this point.
Before his girlfriend, who is tired of the noise, fed up with the noise of block mining hardware, I'm assuming that the chatter from his computers, etc., made him stop doing this.
Yeah.
Most of the equipment he was using. Oh, I see. Okay. Most of the equipment he was using ended up being sold for scrap, like his computers and whatnot. Apparently, this is early on. He spilled lemonade on his system. And the hard drive containing the digital key to his 7,500 Bitcoin sat in a drawer for 3 years before somebody accidentally threw it away.
Whoops. Uh-oh.
He has no way to reclaim the Bitcoin. One Bitcoin right now is worth roughly $10,000.
Yeah. Heard it was higher than that.
He had 7,500 of them.
That's 75 million.
Million.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Boy.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow.
Recently, let's see here. According to the story now, one Bitcoin is $11,500.
There you go. Wow.
Making his fortune worth roughly $80 million. With a few years to reflect on the undertaking of now going to a garbage dump to try and unearth the hard drive, he now seems fully invested in digging up a huge plot of land. The reason he didn't go after it originally is because they weren't worth very much.
Right.
And do you guys remember a website called Silk Road where they were selling drugs?
No.
You could buy heroin. You could buy anything online. Yeah.
Huh.
Well, when that got busted up, apparently somehow or another, because the currency used was Bitcoin, which was untraceable in online currency, that tanked with it. So in his estimation, in his mind, at that point in time, what he lost was worthless.
Right.
I'm not going after
No
it.
Big deal.
Well, it lives again. It's worth $80 million, and he now has a plan to hire a construction company to dig up a landfill.
Oh my God.
To find it.
I think you do that if you can afford it.
$80 million.
Wow. It's worth the find.
Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. You got to sit out there and watch, make sure that nobody in the landfill makes off.
Uh-huh.
Only if they can get onto the hard drive.
Yeah.
And then does it work? And oh my gosh. You got hard drive from 2009. You know, that's mechanical. That's the spinning. Is that thing still working? I mean, I guess any information could be harvested. That's a crazy story, though. Crazy story. Those three stories, by the way, are true.
And very stupid.
And that's why it's called
Stupid News.